Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, the morning greeting. Here we go. Okay, dude, before we even start, I've got to tell you that when I read these show notes, I was like, oh, that's why I love this guy. It's why I love this guy. This is such a simple thing, and I've seen it messed up so many times, and I've seen people change their behavior around this and get incredible results. And people are going to look at this, and they're like, really? A podcast?
No, really. Readings?
Yeah, really, folks.
Yeah, really, folks. Yeah.
many of you really need to listen to this because you violate these things every single morning and your organization suffers as a result. So anyways, I love this. This is why I said 20 years ago, dude, we need to get your stuff in front of more people. Here's a prime example of it.
Yeah, I wish it was because I was smart, but actually it's just lots of data about managers. That's all it is. But look, and you know, I'm glad you feel that way. This is the kind of guidance that ought to be unnecessary, but unfortunately it isn't. You know, folks, you're never so busy that you can't step away from what you're doing for 5 minutes and say something. And if you don't greet your people, you're ignoring your directs, and that's not good. We have 4 points we want to make. The first one, the big one, is greet every direct who works for you every morning, face to face, when you're in the office. That seems pretty simple, face to face.
Yeah, some people are falling over though, so.
And one at a time, yeah. Now, there's some caveats, we'll get into those. Number two, you can do this even with distant directs. Of course, it'll be over the phone. Number three, one of the things that keeps us from getting there is we recommend you don't close your door first thing because too many people do, thinking that they're focusing on work when in fact they're sending a message, I'm not available. I don't like you. And then lastly, because I've had a bunch of managers try this, we've discovered that it really doesn't hurt to ask about work-related stuff when you go greet people. You don't want to make that the purpose of your exchange with them, but you absolutely can say good morning and chat a minute and then ask about work. The key, though, is you've still got to greet them. That's it. It's not rocket science.
No, but it's important. Folks, our recommendation to greet every direct every morning face-to-face when you're in the office is a key one. I swear it makes a huge difference. You walk through the office and all of a sudden, like you can't go around and greet your directs and walk around the office. And if you have skips, not see them. And when you see them and say something to them as well, oh my God. Now, I have plenty of stories about this particular type of behavior. You do as well. What led you to start thinking about this kind of thing?
Well, I certainly told the story about Kathy walking from her office to your office and literally not knowing that people said good morning to her.
Yeah.
No one talked to me. Yeah, like five people did. But yeah, I was coaching a manager. He didn't feel he was connecting with his team. His boss says he needs help. I spent the day with a guy and I was surprised, depending upon whether you saw the glasses half empty or half full, he was either avoiding his directs or, as he said, I have a lot of work to do.
Like managing your folks is not work. But anyway, that's another thing.
And in fact, he did make an offhand comment, which if you believe it to be true, there's ample evidence to support it. I'm not suggesting that this is a great way to go about doing research, but he basically said, well, you know, when I see the executives in our firm, they're all kind of, they've got their brows knitted and they're kind of walking around with their head down a little bit and they're thinking and people are talking to them, but they're ignoring other people and they're busy. You could tell they're just busy and they have weighty issues on their shoulders. And he said, so, you know, I'm kind of behaving culturally. I'm behaving like the leaders of my tribe. And I said, no. There are times when you can do that, but not all the time. And you've got to do something to connect with your directs. And look, I thought at the time, and I've since learned I was wrong, that everyone knew that making some time to say hello to your directs every day was just the cost of doing business as a manager. This is one of those small things you do to make a connection that increases the chances that when you're in crisis, you'll have better communication, you'll have more leeway with one another, you'll be given more grace when you make mistakes. This is what does it. If you're wondering why some people are forgiven more often by the directs than others, it's because they do small things like this that connect the person, that make the direct feel the manager cares about them. Now, you may say, well, I do care about them. Yeah, okay, fine. And directs will not judge you based on how you feel, but what you do. You judge yourself by your intent. Your directs judge you by your behaviors. It's one of the fundamental problems of life in organizations. We judge ourselves by our intent, and shoot, we're good because our intent's always good. And others judge us by our behaviors. Okay? Look, people matter. And even if you're not a people person, and by the way, the managers who probably get this are the high S's, and they're like, yeah, I do that every day. Why is this news? Well, trust me, folks, you're in the minority, okay? If you're not a people person, making a human connection every day with every one of your directs will lead to better relationships, which lead to better results, and results are why you're there. And it doesn't take but 5 minutes.
Yeah. Piece of cake.
So every morning, get up out from your desk or get up away from your cube. Don't just lean back if you have a cube and say, hey, Bob, hey, Terry. Okay. Every morning, get up, greet every direct who works for you and, of course, is co-located with you. Greet them face to face. Okay. Now, look, suppose I have a team of 10 and 8 of them are here with me and 2 of them are 1 floor up. Yeah, I go greet the 8 and then I walk upstairs. Assuming it's 9 or something and everybody comes in at 8 and by then, you know, Sarah, who works upstairs, is in and I walk upstairs and say, hey, Sarah, how's it going? She goes, hey, boss, how are you? I said, fine. What's going on today? No, not much. Working on X. Okay. Well, just thought I'd stop by and say hi. If you need me, I'm here.
I think picking the right time is good, right? So you'd prefer to pick a time where people are already in, yet the morning meeting schedule hasn't really started. Generally,
Mike, don't mislead people. What you want to do is get in really early. Go by everybody's desk before they're there and go, huh, nobody's here. I guess I don't have to greet anybody today. Okay. Yeah, that's what you do. That'll save you time. If nobody's there, it's not going to take you any time at all to make the rounds.
What I recommend is just get pre-printed stickies and you just like,
there you
just
go.
Leave them on the desk.
I was here.
Say hello.
I was here. Yeah. Hello. I was here. You weren't. Please send me a note and tell me what time you got in this morning. Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Okay. Well, okay. So let me go back to my question.
A sticky on their, a sticky on the monitor that says, a sticky on the monitor that says, consider yourself greeted.
or better yet, I'm a high C. I just send emails, just automated emails in the morning. Right. Okay, folks. That stuff doesn't count. It's got
email subject line. This is a greeting.
I hesitate to bring this up, but I know some folks are probably thinking about it. Is I go do that. I go out at a time where I can expect to find most people at their desk, right? I'm not doing what you're saying, which is picking a time to avoid talking to them, but I expect them to be at their desk. And in some cases, they're not. They're in meetings, they're wherever. Are you suggesting that the manager then has to go and spend a half an hour going to search for people to say good morning to them? Clearly, you're not, right? And I know I'm giving people a loophole they can drive a truck through.
Right.
But you're not suggesting that.
No. Look, every morning you come in, you go to each person's desk, you say good morning or hello, how are you today? How's it going? How's it going, Bob? Whatever. If you're already in, you know, if you come in a little bit earlier than everybody, that's fine. It's not bad if you come in early or if you come in late. There's no real rule about that. I try to come in earlier, but, you know, I don't recommend you come in at 11. We want as much overlap with our teams as we can. In general, there are exceptions. But if you're already in when folks start coming in, you can wait until almost everybody's in and get up from behind your desk and go say hello. Okay. If you get in after everybody, when you're walking in, you can go by and say, hi, how are you? And so on. If one person's not there and I say to Terry, where's Robert? Oh, he had an early meeting. Okay. And you could say, hey, tell him I stopped by. And then if it's just one person, surely you're going to take a break again in an hour or two, get up from your desk and go over and say, hey, miss you this morning. Hope things are good. How was the meeting? Now, you might say, really, just one person? No, you don't have to do it every time, guys. You don't. This is not black and white. It's not pass-fail. But I got to tell you something. If you see this as the purpose of you want your directs seeing your face and you want them to hear you greet them every morning, whenever you're shift starts, whatever you want to call morning. If you do that, then you're going to go find him an hour or two later when you're going to the bathroom, when you're going to get coffee, whatever. Okay? That's all. And we don't need some Machiavellian reason. We don't need a complicated rationale. It's just human connection. Here's what will surprise people. It certainly did me. The fact that you're clearly doing it as a checklist item, that you do it, that it's, you know, you could tell people it's something I do. No, it's a task I have every day to come say good morning to you guys. They see you doing it as a task by rote every day, checking it off your list, saying hello to everyone one at a time, one right after the other. I mean, you know, you don't go to one person and make them feel like you thought of them and then go back to your desk and spread it out over the course of an hour. It's almost like a receiving line in a certain way.
Yeah. Doesn't that change the way they think about it, though? Doesn't it feel a little mechanistic?
It doesn't.
No.
It's the opposite. It actually increases the effectiveness of it. It's not seen by them as drudgery you tolerate. Or now if you do it as if you have the worst look, if you do it with the crappiest look on your face, yeah, and you're like, hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm saying hi to everybody. Okay, but I got to go back to work. Well, then, okay, that has nothing to do with the checklist. That's you being a jerk.
Right, okay? Right. It's like how my kid does his chores when I tell him to.
Yeah. Look, I can teach the behaviors that mimic warmth. Today's cast is not for that. You know, as they say in Hollywood, if you can fake sincerity, you've got it made. And folks, just to be clear, since somebody wrote me an email about the last time I quote that, that is designed to be a joke. You can't fake sincerity. The very definition of sincerity is without fakery. So the whole point of Hollywood is it's all fake. But look, people don't mind. You don't need to convince them that you're naturally a people person. You can tell them, I do this because I know we work together and I think it's appropriate. And it helps us bind together as a team. And it takes me a couple of minutes. And I want you to know I'm available for you. That's all. You know, the first time you do it, you and they will notice the departure from your normal behaviors.
Yeah.
They'll think you read some book or listened to some stupid podcast. And it said, get in touch with your team. And they'll probably be a little bit cynical. Particularly if you're not naturally a people person, you high D's and high C's. Okay. Do it for 2 weeks. If you then skip a day later because you're gone or because you just forget, they'll notice it and they'll miss it. Oh, yeah, they will.
Okay. Sorry to pepper you with questions, but what about the folks who think this whole connecting, there's Joey air quotes in there.
Yeah,
they think that's right. They think that's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. What about those folks?
Yeah, well, here's something that's about results. When you lay eyes on each team member each day and you speak to them, you're going to get an easy read on how they're doing that day, provided you have even a modicum of human inner exchange skills and you pay attention to other people when you talk to them. Now, I'll admit, some days early in my career, I didn't, but the more you spend time talking to them and greeting them, you'll get better at it. Okay. When you do that, you see how they're doing, that will affect what you do with them that day and how you choose to engage with them the rest of that day. It's far better to know there's a problem brewing or to give people an opportunity to share something with you than to stumble into that problem later in the day because you haven't had any interaction with that person. It's way, way better. What's more, if there was a problem overnight and you say good morning to everybody and you're there in front of them, they choose not to tell you. When you talk to them later in the day, they say, well, it happened last night. Oh, gee, well, why didn't you tell me first thing when we saw each other? Right? Now, not only could they have easily sent an email, but now they saw you. They know you're there. And by the way, if your door is closed, they're not communicating with you because they think you're saying go to hell. That my door is closed for most managers to most directs means leave me alone. And you may say, managers, I didn't mean that, but most of you know that's what it is heard, even if you didn't mean it. And communication is what the listener does. Now, look, guys, let's address some other caveats. If you've got 30 directs, this doesn't work. Okay? We admit it. I don't expect you to spend 45 minutes going around and meeting everybody every day. Okay? It doesn't. But that's not a management problem. That's not a management behavior problem. That's a stupid organizational structure problem that we recommend changing. And we can't change everything, so we apologize. See as many people as you can. Do some rotation. Try to get and see everybody, you know, during the course of a week. But we can't help you with 30 directs. Well, we can, but not in this particular instance. If you've got people on shift work, okay, we understand. You're not going to get everybody. If you're on day shift and you've got people working all three shifts, we understand you can't get to everybody. You can get to the people who come in when you do, and you can stay a little bit longer and go say good morning or hey, how you doing to the people who are starting their shift as you're going off shift, but you don't have to get the people in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Certainly once a week. If you can't talk to each of your folks, I mean, there's something seriously wrong there. Forget about one-on-ones. Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And look, if you've got a bunch of directs, it's not a bad idea to have a list and to ask yourself, gee, I saw everybody but Janet this morning. Where's Janet? And it's okay to go. And hopefully you have access to their calendars. You look at their calendars, but if there doesn't appear to be anything and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, you'd say to Robert, who's listening to Janet, hey, where's Janet this morning? And like three people say, I don't know. I got to tell you something, folks. Managers who are good, and let's say you manage a team of people who don't travel a lot, right? Where in a given week, everybody is expecting everybody to be there every day of the week. There are some jobs like that. There are other jobs. You know, my job, people would come into my office. Admittedly, it's in my house. But if they came into my house and didn't see me, they'd assume I was on the road. But if 95% of the time, everybody in your team is there, it's not unusual to not be in at 10 o'clock in the morning. And for everybody to assume, oh, Robert's not here, but I'm sure somebody on the team knows where he is. Sarah just didn't tell me that. Sarah sits next to Robert. Sarah didn't tell me that he has a dentist appointment today, right? And then you ask around and everybody's like, no, I don't know. I don't think he had anything. He didn't say anything to me. Now, I got to tell you guys, this is what happens when some of you are going to get mad at me for saying this. When somebody's at a wreck and they're in the ditch on the side of the road or they're in the hospital. And if you go around and somebody's missing, you give them a call. Hey, you okay? Just checking. You could text them. Hey, just checking. You okay? And you know what? If you've been doing this a while, the greeting, they're going to know that you went around and greeted everybody and you didn't see them. And you might say to yourself, oh, they're going to think I'm checking up on them. Well, if you're a jerk, they probably will do that. But if you're not a jerk, they're going to say, wow, she cares. I'm going to tell you, you're direct saying, wow, she cares. That's a plus. That's a big plus.
Well, yeah, she cares and she's paying attention, which is
yeah.
It's like turning the lights on and off. Hey, it's funny, folks. When your folks think you're paying attention, they perform better. Sorry, they do.
Yeah, and actually, you can't be perceived as caring without paying attention.
There you go. Okay, so it makes a lot of sense. And face-to-face, walking around the office, saying hello to everybody. Got that. What about the folks who are distant from you? They're, let's say, in another city or another country, or, you know, they're not, you can't walk and say hello to them. What do you do then? Does this apply then?
You blow them off because managers really are terrible at distant directs anyway. Virtual teams, yeah, blow them off. Now, we do recommend you reach out to each of your directs every morning, even if they're distant from you. It is a little harder when you don't see them, but here's what to do. When you get an email from them sometime each morning, pick up the phone and say hello. Just call them. Now, I got to tell you, 3/4 of the managers are listening to this gun. I don't have time for that. I'm going to be facetious here. I'm going to be a little bit snarky. I know for many of you, this doesn't apply, but hopefully you'll get my point. Yeah. You know why you're busy? Because your team's not well knitted together. And you can be a lot less busy if you were connected more to your team. And that comes from a person who secretly doesn't, on his best days, love being around people. So what you do is you call them and you say what we recommended to say that to everybody else. You don't have to be a natural people person to say, morning, Tracy, how are you today? What do you have on your plate today? Anything for me? No? Okay. Have a good day. Just call to say hi.
What if you get voicemail? What do you do then?
Yeah. Okay. So many managers I've talked to, I've suggested this. I asked, you know, this comes out of our consulting work. And I say, well, do you go talk to your people every day? No. Why would I do that? Okay, well, do you have an hour or two? But anyway, right? You might be surprised. People assume that directs will start avoiding, oh, that's my boss. He's just calling to say hello. Okay. And they'll let your call go to voicemail. But you're going to be surprised. Once they get from you that this isn't a phase, they'll actually appreciate your effort and they'll have questions for you. that you can answer right away. And smart managers know that if their directs have questions, waiting for an answer from you slows things down. Okay. Now, I'm going to take that to the illogical extreme, which some managers say, see, Mark, you said it in this cast that waiting for an answer slows things down. That's why I do same time. That's why I do instant messaging.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's reductio ad absurdum, right? Reducing my argument to an absurdity. Yeah. Now look, ask yourself, guys, if your boss called every day, would you dread it? Would you avoid it?
Well, if he were a pain in my butt, I would, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what some managers say that. And yeah, let that be a lesson to you. If one of your directs starts avoiding you, he doesn't want to talk to you and you got a relationship problem. And I suspect you have a performance problem too.
Yeah. It just occurred to me, you know, the greatest opportunity for this all works out perfectly when you do when you have a morning scrum, if you're on a development project or whatever. It's awesome. You just walk in the room.
Yeah.
Everybody's there. You walk in the minute before, everybody's ready to go. And you just go, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, get them all at once.
Classic.
Perfect.
The classic. I don't know any of your names, so I'm going to call you all everybody. Yeah. No, come on. Just get there a minute early and before the meeting starts, reach out, look at somebody in the eye and shake each person's hand and say, good morning. How are you? Hi, how are you? Hey, you look nice today. Ask how they're doing before the morning starts. Just look them in the eye and pay attention. And they'll be like, come on, boss, let's get the meeting started. No, I don't manage a team. I manage a bunch of individuals who happen to form into a team. That's all. Don't just say, hey, everybody. That is not a greeting to each person. It's a cheat. Nice try, by the way, Ozan. Good job. I mean, hey, isn't life all about being efficient? And if you can be efficient, I mean, you might as well just.
My point exactly.
Yeah, what you should do is give everybody phones. And you should program the phones in advance to say good morning. You know, Mike says good morning. And then you push, they push a button that says make this message go away.
I was thinking an iPhone app with notifications. And I can push out random message during the day and they get a pop-up on their phone that says things like in the morning, it'd say, you know, good morning. And then immediately 30 seconds later, it'd say, stop drinking your coffee, get back to work.
Yeah.
but I found that if you say good morning first before haranguing him about getting back to work, it works better. They forgive you.
Yeah. I retired the dark mark a couple of years ago. I think I have anyway. And I think that's Mike the Spike.
Mike.
That's who that is. Mike the Spike. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, God.
Crush them. Crush their souls under your boot heel. That's what you should do.
We'll be putting out another cast on that strategy later.
So look, next thing, don't close your door first thing in the morning. And I did this, guys, and I recognize the difference, and I feel like I had to go back and apologize to some of my directs. It's why early in my Army career, I got in trouble for taking the door off of its hinges into my office as a way of saying, I don't have an open door policy, I have a no door policy. And what was funny was I got in trouble because the supply officer said, you can't do that. The door is part of the building, and we signed for the building, but we can't sign for the door because the Army doesn't have its own serial number. And now we have to keep track of it separately because it's no longer attached to the building. I was tempted to go buy a bunch of door hinge pins and put them on his desk one day and say, go find the doors that I've put in closets. Look, don't close your door. Closing your door first thing is nearly the perfect opposite of what we're telling you to do in this cast. And I did it, guys. And there are times when I still do it. And we're not saying you can't ever do it. There's going to be a time maybe once a month. More than that, you're probably on a slippery slope. Somebody's going to call and say, can I do it too? Yes, you can do it too. But I'd be willing to bet if you say you're doing it too because you don't like my guidance of one, you're actually doing it five. And many of you say, hey, I'm available the rest of the day. Let me just get a few of these things done, my stuff, my work, because I'm the only working manager on the planet. Everybody else is just a manager. But I tell you, so many managers who need to do this then leave their door closed until 10:30 and actually say to themselves, I got so much done. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a vicious cycle, not a virtuous one. You think it's virtuous because it's like, wow, I come in early, I close my door, and the stuff I can get done between 7:30 and 10:30, mind-boggling. I turn off email, and I focus, and I get tons of stuff done. And then you look up at 10:30 and go, man, is anybody here today? Yeah, they're all here. And they're outside going, I'd love to talk to the boss, but not going to talk to him. Going to delay while he's getting all of his stuff done. Yeah. So, right. Be careful. Don't do that. If you do that, it's not work you're doing in your office. That's ignoring your team. And one has short-term benefits and the other one has long-term corrosive effects.
There you go. During the greeting, when you see them, can you ask about work while you're greeting them in the morning? Is that a wise thing to do?
Yeah, of course. You can ask how things are going. You can offer thoughts from overnight about a project. You can engage in a discussion about something you're working on. You just have to be careful about it. If you're not careful, you're going to be seen as the boss who says hello only to get it really, the really important stuff that she wants.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Yeah.
Yeah. So spend a couple of months and when you're starting the process, not asking about that stuff. If some of your team is going to bring stuff up, lucky you, again, better for them to bring it up and for you to know more communication is better. If not, if they don't bring anything up, just focus on the greeting. The other stuff is going to come. And most managers are going to be smart enough to know when you're turning this into a scrum, what I call a scrum for one, which is you're going to say hi, but really what you're doing is having a 5-minute conversation about something. And every once in a while, you can do that. What you want to avoid is a pattern where you say good morning and then quickly move right into work. And what we want you to do is just say good morning. And if every once in a while you talk about work, that's fine. That's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So greet every direct every morning, face to face when you're in the office. And by the way, when you're out of the office, you don't have to do this. You don't have to call people. Okay. And look, if you've got 25 people in New York and you're in San Francisco, you don't have to call all 25 of them every day. Okay. We respect it. That's too much logistically. Yes, we recommend you call distant directs. But again, logistics, we understand that's an issue. Please don't close your door. And it's okay to ask about work. Look, guys, this is easy to defend. It's all about people and more communication is better. There's so much about our roles as managers that make it harder for our directs to communicate with us. We don't recognize it, but it's true. Ask yourself about the times you've hesitated before you communicated with your boss because he or she was busy. Sending a message that your work is more important than your directs isn't helpful. What we're recommending here takes 5 minutes and it pays years and years and years of dividends.
Yeah. And folks, like ask yourself honestly, if you're one of those folks that tend not to do this, you can go a whole week and not have said hello to your folks in the morning. Even if you don't believe us, do this as an experiment. Just try it for a month.
Yeah.
And then get on the discussion forums and tell us about your results. We'd love to hear it. Folks' results here. Thanks. Dude, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, partner.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. So long.